house, which was next door. And he would stop and speak and all like that, you know, and he was just as red-headed as he could be. And I wondered who that red-headed boy was till I met him, and he wondered who that little fat girl was. But it was just too funny. We got to be very close, and he never let anybody know that he was caring anything about me. Now, I didn't let him know that I cared about him. So, when my brother moved to Birmingham, well, his mother asked my people, said, why don't you just let Alma come on up and stay with us and go to school during the week? And said, we'll bring her home on Saturday. Well, Papa said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Said, I'll bring her up Monday morning and then get us there Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Well, Friday afternoon, Papa would always come for me, but they wouldn't wait until Monday. They would come down after me Sunday afternoon. And so Mama asked me one day, she said, which one of those random boys are you liking? I said, well, I don't care anything about either one of them or something like that. And she said, don't tell me they'd come down here and get you every Sunday afternoon to go riding with them if they, one of those boys, and you weren't interested in each other. So I just laughed. But anyway, his mother and his father and his sister and his brother, they would all come for him, you know.
Mm-hmm. They come in a car?
An automobile. They had an automobile, too. Well, we had one, but ours wasn't out. I think a Ford was the first kind we got. But anyway, they would come down and pick me up in the automobile. I think it was a Vili. It seemed to me like they used to have one that it was called Vili. Anyway, we'd go to Montgomery, and they wouldn't even wait till I got out of church. They'd meet me down at the church, you know.
What'd you do about dinner?
Well, we'd get dinner, you know. We'd either eat at their house or either stop on the road and eat somewhere, wherever we were going. We would stop and eat. And so they would always see that I sat on the front seat. You'd see, Tom would be driving, and I'd sit on the front seat by him. Mm-hmm. But my mother-in-law and my dad-in-law, I think, were just about as crazy about me as Tom was. They were so anxious. I told Tom, I said, they knew what they were getting. They were getting a clerk in that store. But I did help him out in the store some. But he show you the way we did, so there wouldn't be any talk. You know, people would talk mm-hmm. about those days. Now, if they knew that Tom and I were crazy about each other and me staying there going to school, mm-hmm. they might have been some talk. But he went with other girls all the time.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Make you jealous?
Well, I didn't care too much because I felt like he was crazy about me anyway. He'd go with me on Sundays and things like that, the days that I really had, you know. Mm-hmm. He was always with me. But one time, I never forget that his mother called me, and she said, Alma, said, I want you to do me a favor. I said, well, what is it? She said, well, Tom and some crazy boys are fixing to leave home. And said, they're rough boys. And said, I know you're the only person that can keep him from going. And I said, oh, now, Ms. Riley, you know I can't do that. I said, I haven't got any strings on him. I can't ask him not to go. And she said, well, as a favor to me, will you ask him? I just told him that I heard he was fixing to leave home, and I'd rather he wouldn't go or something like that, you know. And